Who would have imagined 15 years ago, for example, that organisations such as Amazon.com could capture market share from the high street by offering the customer a wide selection of value-for-money products backed by a quality service? Or that companies such as First Direct could fundamentally challenge the traditional way customers do business with their bank by offering a friendly, efficient service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year? In 1954, Peter Drucker wrote in The Practice of Management, "There is only one valid definition of business purpose: to create a customer." He said that an organization's ability to remain in business is a function of its competitiveness and its ability to win customers from the competition. The customer is the foundation of the business and keeps it in existence. As competition has become more global and more intense, many organizations have realized that they cannot compete on price alone. It is in these marketplaces that many companies have developed a strategy of providing superior customer care to differentiate their products and services. Surveys suggest that service-driven companies can charge up to 9% more for the products and services they provide. They grow twice as fast as the average company and have the potential to gain up to 6% market share. Through focusing on the customer, retailer Tesco managed to increase its profitability and market share, become the market leader in a highly competitive and cost-conscious marketplace. Businesses such as hotel chain Ritz-Carlton and retailer John Lewis have an enviable reputation for customer service. However, like very many other market sectors, few organizations succeed in leading the way. Benefits of a customer-centered organization. In increasingly competitive marketplaces, best practice organizations have demonstrated clear benefits of focusing on the customer. Excellent service enables a business to differentiate itself from the competition, improve its image in the eyes of the customer, minimize price sensitivity, improve profitability, increase customer satisfaction and retention, achieve a maximum number of advocates for the company, enhance its reputation, ensure products and services are delivered right first time, improve staff morale, increase employee satisfaction and retention, increase productivity, reduce costs, encourage employee participation, create a reputation for being a caring, customer-oriented company, foster internal customer-supplier relationships, bring about continuous improvements to the operation of the company. The changing nature of customer service. Recent years have seen enormous pressure on service organizations to improve the way they do business with their customers. A lack of good service even risks public humiliation, as the Passport Office found to its cost some time ago when its service charter mark was withdrawn for inefficient delays in issuing passports during a busy summer period. Since then, it has undergone a transformation to radically improve the experience it offers its customers. The challenge for a business today is to inject innovation into its lifeblood so that it becomes part of its very being. Successful service organizations constantly strive for higher levels of customer service. When online bookseller Amazon was established, its founder recognized that it could not offer comfy sofas or coffee to those who browse through its virtual bookstore, so it set about finding innovative ways to enhance the customer experience. Only a few organizations have been able to do this successfully, but their success is noteworthy. First Direct revolutionized the retail banking sector with its introduction of a telephone banking service. Its focus on speed, convenience, quality, and service resulted in 38% of new customers being referred from existing ones. Sandwich chain Pret-a-Manger, which started in one store in Victoria, now owns over 500 outlets. It puts its success down to a relationship of trust with its customers, attention to detail, and constant innovation. The trend in the past 10 years has been for organisations to move from being product-focused to customer-focused. Yet only a handful of organisations, including online auctioneer eBay, can be said to be truly customer-centric, created for and driven by customers.